Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Hey, hey, my, another week gone by.
Good evening, Eric. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Tony. I'm doing just great. A beautiful day here in Burlington. You know, we're finally getting, copious amounts of rain in the past 4 or 5 days.
More rain than we've had since March, I think, in a week and a half.
Yeah, I mean, we must have, got 4 or 5 inches in the past 3-4 days. And, you know, things looking very lush. All the grass on the lawn's totally greened up, but the colors, Tony, we are in peak foliage here.
We really are. There's still a lot of good colors to come in the lower areas. Highlands looking beautiful.
If you're anywhere around New England, folks, I every year I can't get over it. Right. Every tree turns differently, so how these things colorize themselves is just phenomenal.
It's phenomenal, and boy oh boy, better to burn out than to fade away. These trees are definitely going through the burning out than fading away.
Yeah.
And we are glad to say goodbye to the leaf crop of 2012 and getting ready for 2013. Right?
Yeah, and here we find ourselves right smack dab in the beginning of Rocktober, Tony.
Smack dab in the middle with y'all.
You know, and I guess that's how we got to start, man. You know what I mean? The horse always emotes such a fantastic well of feelings, you know. And this tune that we'll start with today triumphantly falls at the end of Greendale, the rally call for Mother Earth.
One of your favorite albums.
It really is, because he really offers a solution, man, to get out there, you know, and we got a job to do. We got to save Mother Earth. Distilling it to the most sacred, Mother Earth, we have to protect from the corporate greed and chemicals that are killing the land, Tony.
Absolutely, and us with it. Us, our pets, everything is suffering. And the bees, the birds.
And it comes down to that. At the end of that tour, I can still remember Sun Green with the megaphone in her hand,
right.
Neil and Crazy Horse playing to the side, a real multimedia experience, and just yelling, save the planet for another day. Be the rain. Be the rain. Be that thing, you know, that
Mr.
washes.
Mr. Clean, you're dirty now, too.
The album just
on into
keeps
it.
Going.
All right.
And what an ending.
All righty. So,
the beginning.
By request right here in the studio, WBKM, beautiful evening, coming into a beautiful rest of our weekend and week. Crazy Horse, Neil, Greendale, Be the Rain. Thrash's Wheat, Radio Hour.
We'll be right back. ocean when it meets the sky.
See the sky about to rain, broken clouds and rain. Locomotive, pull the train, whistle blowing through my brain. Signals curling on an open plain, rolling down the track again. See the sky about to rain. Some are bound to glory, some are bound to live with less. Who can tell your story? See the sky about to rain, broken clouds and rain. Locomotive, pull the train, whistle blowing through my brain. Signals curling on an open plain, rolling down the track again. See the sky about to rain.
WBKM, Burlington's Kind of Music here, the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Set number one, A Little Rain in Our Hearts. Not so much in our hearts, but more in our heads this week. A great week in the hearts. But, yeah, coming on down. Hi, Eric. So, yeah, rain
such
tunes.
Such
nice.
An intimacy, you know, to his presentation. And the rain, and especially the coming of the colder weather, the fall autumnal temperatures, that nesting thing, you know, you want to kind of come inside, or you want to come close, you know, and Neil, that voice, there's something about that voice that feels very close.
Yeah, that very personal performance there at Massey Hall, See the Sky About to Rain, just feels like you're in the front row, doesn't it? Like he's just singing it to you, or in the dining room.
Well, you can tell how special that venue was to Neil. I mean, you can hear it, because he's not, I don't think he ever... you know, calls it in. I think that's what makes him so special, is that, you know, if he doesn't feel it, just like Garcia said, I can't sing a song if I don't feel it. You get that same nice. Thing with Neil, you know?
Without a doubt. So a rain set there, See the Sky About to Rain, from the Shocking Pinks.
Yeah, a little doo-wop.
Little doo-wop of raindrops there. An interesting album, you know, the cover. And Neil dressed in that
the 50s attire, 50s right?
Gadabout look there, you know.
Where's the pony dress there? What were those called? Those dresses
with right.
Yeah.
Is that right? And spun the girls around and did real dancing, you know, like we saw in Pennsylvania. People did real dancing. We were we ain't going out there, because that's real dancing.
It was like
folks.
A school of fish. Tony and I were at Farm Aid, and the night before we were at this place that was built before the Civil War. This club, I mean, a nice bar. The layout was perfect. but they were all line dancing. It was wild to watch, because I had no idea what to do.
It took us an hour to understand the strategy of the leader who all of a sudden picked what the dance was going to be for that song. We just thought everybody intuitively knew it, which was impossible, of course.
Well, swarms, man, you know? I mean, why they all gather to one? No, it's wild.
Great stuff. So I'm thinking we take us from the raininess, maybe... As the sunshine broke out for at least a little bit this afternoon, and the sunshine looks like returning in the beginning of the week. How about a little Stephen and a little Neil? Let it shine. What do you say?
Sounds great. You're in tune to the Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, program number 6.
Still the best thing. Yeah. What are you doing, Alabama? You
Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, program number 6, a tune that Neil did with Pearl Jam, you know, kind of taking Eddie and the boys under his wing, hearing a sound, hearing that authentic thing that Neil or that Pearl Jam brought to the equation in the 90s, Tony.
Right.
And I think it's cool that both parties, Neil and Pearl Jam, feeling the same way. Hey, I like what you're doing. Hey, I honor and respect what you've done and continue to do, Neil.
It was a remarkable time, you know, really, you know, preceded. That was 1995, but preceded, of course, with Neil's immersion in the Seattle scene and the flannel-wearing kids up there getting it, you know, dubbing him, of course, the godfather of grunge. And, you know, a title I love, and I hope Neil loves it. I don't know how Neil feels about it, but I loved it because, boy, oh, boy, you know, it sure seemed to fit, and his identification with that crowd seemed to fit too, because it was a bridge. It might have been the only bridge between those kids up there playing that Seattle sound, and then the rest.
And a friendship that's continued. And I think that, you know, even at a concert a few years back, don't you remember when he was Eddie Vedder had the whole crowd singing "Happy Birthday" on November 12th.
We got that sound clip here at the studio. I would like to play it more than once a year, but it's only really powerful once a year. But when Eddie pulls out that cell phone and says, it's Neil's birthday, and the crowd just explodes. First of all, they're probably waiting for Neil to walk on stage. But in any case, you're right. That companionship,
and
very
I think,
important.
I think the operative point that you made is that fantastic connecting power that Neil has done, bridging the generations, understanding that it is about lighting the candle and passing the torch to a certain degree. Doesn't mean yours has to go out, but you got to pass the torch.
Well, we know how much the whole tragedy with Kurt Cobain really hit Neil so hard. You know, we know how that hit him. Here was a chance in the same musical scene, in a band of peers of Nirvana, to be able to reach out and Eddie able to take the help that Neil was offering that Kurt was unable to take. Must have meant a lot to Neil, I think, to play with those dudes.
Indeed. I'm the Ocean, coming off of, I think that's Mirrorball, or is it Mirkinball?
Mirrorball.
Yeah, there was.
There is a Mirkinball, which is an EP done after the sessions were over, apparently as a result of Eddie's self-imposed exile in his house because of a stalker.
Can you imagine? See, now there's a hidden price of fame, right? I mean, we don't know what these people go through.
Isn't it great to be a rock star? Well, yeah, sometimes, you know.
But how do you go get the cheeseburger if you're Steve Tyler? You're going to get a face like that,
you can't hide. There's no hiding behind sunglasses or a baseball hat if you're Steven Tyler or if you're Dylan or if you're some of these.
Well, no, Dylan, man. Remember, he got picked up in a neighborhood in New York.
Who he was, right?
And the cops didn't even know who he was. Here he was just taking a walk in a neighborhood. Cop stops. Bob Dylan, who's that? That's silly.
Fodder for another show. Maybe celebrities who don't look like celebrities. We'll move on. But Mirrorball, a fantastic collection of tunes with done with Pearl Jam, of course.
Let It Shine in that set as well. Uplifting.
Love the opener, Let It Shine. And Alabama squeezed right in the middle there. Seems like a good bridge, huh?
Oh, that Alabama. Yeah, that's the thing. You go to these shows, and they're sing-along shows, Tony. I mean, this catalog has stood the test of time. I can't wait to catch this tour as it comes through Boston and New York. I know Neil has been very busy up in Canada this week, of course.
Exactly.
Ontario.
Well, more good stuff coming a little bit later in terms of the fresh wheat, as Thrasher will share news with us. What do you say we go on and
get a job?
Yeah. No. I won't. Well, we'll play it. WBKM.
Yip, 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 yip. Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na. Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na. Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na. Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na. Yip, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Need a job.
Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na.
Every morning about this time she get me out of bed and crying. Get a job.
Cha-na-na-na, cha-na-na-na-na.
After breakfast every day she throws a wand and drag my way and never fails to say. And I'm crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Shouting on up, shouting on and on. Shouting on up, shouting on and on. Shouting on up, shouting on and on. Shouting on up, shouting on and on.
Yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job.
Shouting on.
side the government, the other the mob. A man's in for a hell of a fight.
Coming apart at every
knee. Oh, this country sure looks good to me. But these fences are coming apart at every knee.
Boys were feeling fine.
Coming apart at every knee.
A big light flashed across the sky.
Coming apart at every knee.
Something else went slipping by.
Coming apart at every knee.
Meanwhile at the Pentagon.
Coming apart at every knee.
The brass was wondering what went wrong.
Coming apart at every knee.
Oh, this country sure looks good to me.
Rolling. still got you. Thanks. Download this. Sounds like shit. Keep on blogging till the power goes out. Your battery's dead. Twist and shout. For the days, bring them back. It's a bailout coming, but it's not for you. It's for all those creeps hiding what they do.
Straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Hey, hey, Thrasher here with your Neil Young News for the week. We've got lots and lots of news on the Neil Young front. Just keeps coming. It's all good. Big story that we started off with over the past week, Neil Young and Crazy Horse headlined a free concert in New York's Central Park, and it was outstanding. If you got to check out the webcast or the broadcast, or you were there in person, you know that what we heard from Crazy Horse there was some of the new and some of the old, and lots of highlights. We got some of the older songs like Love and Only Love and Powderfinger, and we got some of the new material from the upcoming Psychedelic Pill album, Walk Like a Giant. What can we say? Totally epic. More than 20 minutes. Feedback is definitely back. The concert wrapped up with an all-star performance of Rocking in the Free World, which featured the Foo Fighters and the Black Keys and all the other bands for the night, and that was definitely a fine way to end the night in Central Park. Some of the other things that went on this week in New York City, Neil got a chance to stop by the David Letterman show and talk about some of his favorite topics, trains and cars and so forth. Also spent quite a bit of time talking about his new project regarding the Pono sound system, and he had a prototype with him that he showed. And this Pono sound, this is all about the 192 kilohertz, 24-bit quality sound that he's been pushing for a long time now. The other news is the book is out, his memoir, Waging Heavy, Roots came out this week, and lots of reviews, lots of coverage of that. Putting some of that over on the blog, Thrasher's Wheat. One of the ones you might want to check out is the interview by Terry Gross from Fresh Air. That was a good interview. We're linked over to that. And lastly, the big news is that the tour, second leg of the Crazy Horse Tour has opened, starting off in Canada, kicked off in Windsor, Ontario. So we've got a spoiler alert coming here. If you've got tickets to the show or don't want to be too spoiled by this, you might want to just turn the sound down just for a moment or two. But I guess the initial reports that have been coming out of the tour have been that what we're seeing here seems to be a sort of a Rust Never Sleeps Revisited tour. We're seeing a lot of the props that we saw on the original Rust Never Sleeps tour and some of the giant Fender amps. And it seems as if it's been labeled the Alchemy Tour, which is a little bit of a change from the past, present, and future tour that it had been labeled at in the first leg. But also on Neil Young's site, neilyoung.com, he's put up a very interesting little note, and I'll just go ahead and read to you what that note says. It's titled A Rust Trilogy, and it starts off by saying, the third episode of a Rust Trilogy, which began with Rust Never Sleeps in 1978 and continued with Weld in 1990, now concludes with Alchemy in 2012. Things have changed, yet they stay the same. Alchemy, like Rust and Weld, finds the boys at another stage of life's journey. Time has taken its toll, yet the spirit seems unstoppable. And we'll just conclude that by saying that the early tour reports of the band, the set, the songs, everything, I would just categorize it as probably ecstatic. A lot of people, you know, never got to see the original Rust Never Sleeps tour. They never saw the Weld tour. Well, if you missed those, here's your chance. This is the final installment of the Rust Trilogy. And really hope everyone gets a chance to see some of the tour. As for us, well, we're off to the Cleveland and Pittsburgh shows this weekend. So we are quite stoked. So we'll wrap up with that. Thrasher trying to separate lots of wheat from not too much chaff lately. So you guys keep on rocking. See you next week.
WBKM, Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour with the fresh wheat. I got that paper open, Derek, but I can't seem to find a job, although there's a lot of great Neil Young news in there.
I can't believe the amount of Neil Young. For all of us who have spent years going to thrashersweet.org, once again, it's almost like we've struck oil. You know, we've hit gold again in the Neil Young community because there's so much great news, so many progressive steps he's taking environmentally, socially, how we listen to music, what car we drive. I mean, talk about impact value, huh, Tony?
It really is. I mean, really stepping into, you know, the seriousness of what was discussed at that Farm Aid news conference, you know, to revolt, to be a revolutionary, to think of peaceful, non-destructive ways in which we can turn what's wrong upside down and make it right again, whether it be the quality of the music you hear, whatever it is, you know, the food you put on your table, all those things, they got to be turned around.
You know, and typically you would think that just singing, you know, just bringing his artistic talents and his brilliance to light through song would be enough. But no, Neil doesn't stop there. This guy compelled, driven, to make a difference while he can, you know, like he said before, because people get back to him.
Mm.
You know, he does get a call back from the CEO of some of these car makers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so kudos to a guy who has not only taken his God-given gift, but, man, he has tried to leave his mark in so many good ways, you know?
He's running at 110 miles an hour in 2012. He really hasn't slowed down much below 85 ever, but it is really cranking it, and... so there we are.
So
great
excited,
news,
you know. Great news, Thrasher. Personally, I can't even tell you how excited I'm so excited to see that old set back up. You know, the overblown amplifiers, to see him come out on top of that amplifier.
I wonder if they'll have the road eyes back with them.
Oh, I bet. I'm going to wear my 3D glasses, man. I wanted to bring them to the pit, you know, at Farm Aid. I wanted to throw on a set of 3Ds. You know?
Well, that'll be fun. But our fun, I think, unfortunately, here for this hour, this night, wrapping up, huh, buddy?
Yeah, sure is. A great night of music ahead of you. If you liked this past hour, you know, hang out a touch, because the following two shows, I'm telling you, music for transportation, folks. Let it take you there. Floydian Slip with Craig Bailey coming up right after this program. And followed by the Psychedelic Detached Garage.
Transportation? So you mean we got fuel to burn?
Hey, fuel's getting expensive, Tony, but we do have the roads to drive.
You bet.
Even though they're not taking care of the infrastructure.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. You know the tune. You know the tune. Come on. Sing it. WBKM.